All right, each week we give a little taste of what's happening at The Star, who we're grateful to have on board as sponsors of this program. And tonight, the little taste, oh, Ben, it's a delicious one, because we're taking you up to The Star on the Gold Coast, and a restaurant where I've enjoyed a couple of meals this year. I wish this week.
Oh, I knew I hadn't seen you for a while, but that's where the junket was, right, Eo?
No, this year. It's called Cucina Vivo, simple Italian flavours done exceptionally well. Tim Willoughby is the restaurant manager at Cucina Vivo, and he joins us on the line. Evening, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. What a dream job you have, running a quality restaurant like this, because you're a Gold Coast boy, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
You worked in various hospitality roles for about 15 years, nightclubs on the strips, a number of restaurants, but this one is really special, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful location. It's wonderful coming to work every day.
We've spoken about the menu before, from the wood-fired pizzas to the beautiful pasta and the seafood, the Wagyu rump, which has the highest marble score around. There's something for everyone on the menu.
There is, yeah. It's a great menu. The chefs make everything in-house as well, so it's beautiful, fresh ingredients.
Hey, Tim, I always find that the hallmark of a great restaurant is when they can do simple recipes really, really well. Why do you think it's so hard to make really basic food so well?
I think a lot of restaurants actually try and cover that up by adding a lot of additional unnecessary ingredients, but it's quite simple to put a few basic flavours together and make it work really well if you have that attention to detail.
Ben, you'll be surprised to know that I often look at the kids' menu when you go to restaurants. And this one looks so good. The spaghetti bolognese with the traditional meat ragu. Oh, please. Do you think the kids are looking at it going, oh, yes, I'll have the traditional meat ragu.
The ragu.
But it is. It's fancy. The margarita pizza with pomodoro sauce and mozzarella. Ah,
how good.
Love it. Love it. What about the drinks, Tim? Tell us about the Chandon pop-up bar, which you've set up on your balcony this spring.
Yeah, so we've actually got the beautiful Chandon pop-up bar open for the next month or so. It's out on the exterior part of our balcony, so it's all open air, facing back into surface, looking up at the surface paradise, and over at the sunset as well, over the land behind the Gold Coast.
So for people who haven't been in for a while, Tim, there's been a lot of renovation done there. It really is a magnificent structure now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've doubled the size of the restaurant from the old layout.
Wow.
So we can comfortably seat over 170 people at one point in time. And then on top of that, we've got that beautiful little pop-up bar out there. It's opening early. It opens 2 hours before the rest of the restaurant for canapes and afternoon cocktails.
Beautiful. That pop-up bar, it's Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 3:30 right through until the end of spring. No bookings required. You just turn up and terrific views and terrific drink and company. You serve lots of Italian beverages as well, don't you, Tim? Not just the wine, but Italian beer as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we've got a few Italian beers on tap, and we've got a few authentic imported straight from Italy Italian beers in the bottle as well, Italian craft beers.
Well, it sounds like a place that I reckon I could sit back, put the feet up, eat as many bowls of pasta as I can, and indulge in a lovely beverage from Italy.
Yeah.
Sounds delightful,
sure
Tim.
Is, yeah.
What about the summer trends for cocktails? What are the punters drinking?
Well, we've seen significant growth in aperitivo-style drinks, so drinks that set you up for the beginning of your meal.
Yeah.
I think drinks like Aperol and Campari are really starting to drive that. And then Chandon S is a reflection of the movement as well, where they're reinterpreting classic cocktail recipes and having them sold as ready to drink. So the Chandon S, they just pour straight over ice and it's served with an orange peel, nice and simple and really easy. It's a reinterpretation of the champagne cocktail.
And of course, the serving of food and wine or alcohol really is it's an intrinsic part of the authentic Italian experience, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, we've got a very, very strong Italian influence on our wine list. One of the greatest Italian wine offerings around. And I think it's no greater place than Italy is a representative of how well food and wine is designed to pair together.
Well, Ben, you and I both spend a bit of time on the Gold Coast
in
spring and summer months, so I'll be seeing you there.
See you there.
See you there. It's the Cucina Vivo Italian restaurant. It's at The Star on the Gold Coast, and I promise you, you'll be well looked after by the team led by Tim Willoughby. Tim, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to The Star for the best hotels, restaurant, and entertainment.